So you wanted to be used, huh? Your words, not mine. It's your lucky day, then. So sorry I had to drug you. If you were fully conscious, that would spoil the surprise. What? Looking for your clothes? I'm giving them back, I promise. All in good time. Those jeans looked so good on your perfect body. But they were in the way. I wanted you completely naked. Here. In my basement. Chained to this cross. Just like this. Arms and legs wide apart. Kind of like a gladiator prepared for flogging for the pleasure of a high-born Roman lady. An idea for the next scene, right? And sorry about the handcuffs. These might not be big enough for your wrists, and definitely not for your ankles. But I wouldn't trust ropes when it comes to such a strong man, such a beast of a man, could I? You probably wonder how exactly I'm going to use you if you are handcuffed like that. Well, I shall use you as a mirror. Am I the fairest? The sexiest? Judging by your reaction, I am. And we've only just begun. I want you to stay as still and stay just as you are. Until I get enough of teasing you. I must get back at you for all your delicious, dirty fantasies you share. Why is it always men who complain about the cruelty of teasing? Girls get frustrated over that too. And I wanted you to get at least some idea of what real frustration is. What? Come again, will you? So hard to make anything out through that gag. No, 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 my dear boy. Now I shall do the talking. Later, I might let you speak. I might let you beg. You beg so prettily, with all the heavy breathing and the panting and the groaning. And I will just sit in this very chair right in front of you, so close that you can smell my arousal. Do you want a better look? Perhaps I should pull up my t-shirt, spread my legs wider, and lean back. See? No panties. Got them soaking wet when I thought how I would tease you, and I had to take them off. Would you like to see what I usually do listening to you each time I sneak down here? I take off all my clothes, and I sit like this, in front of the mirror. Yes, that one, behind your back. I put on my headphones to hear you whisper and groan right into my ear and start touching myself. First, I just glide my hands all over my body, but I don't have the patience and usually go straight to my thighs and push them apart with my hands, pretending that you're doing it or that you order me to do it. And then I start rubbing, tapping, and slapping my clit. And not always with my fingers. I have so many toys here. I'll show you. And this one is my favorite. It's a bit bigger than your cock, as I can see now. But a girl can dream, right? Do you see all these veins and the way it gets thicker and thicker towards the base? And this thing, it vibrates. When I push it all the way in, it gets pressed right against my clit, right where I need it. Works like a charm. I'm so wet already. Do you want a taste? Just kidding. I'm not taking that gag off. Not yet. Not yet. Perhaps I shall just come closer and rub it in your face, in your chest, or your big, thick, throbbing cock. You like it? You like it? I thought so. You have a thing for that wetness. You'd drink it and swim in it if you could. There. So slippery. Perhaps I could get my fingers wet again and reach between your legs from behind. You have a thing for that too, don't you? Such a dirty boy. Don't struggle. Nobody's going to hurt you, at least not now. And nobody is fingering your ass. Pity, right? Oh, my sweet boy. Are you weeping? No? Well, your cock is. All this pre-cum. I bet it tastes delicious. Would you like me to lick your cock? Would you like me to suck it deep into my hot, hot mouth and suck on it till you come right down my throat? So would I. But not tonight. I'll just squeeze you between my thighs like that and rub your cock a bit against my wet, wet pussy. So hard. Rock hard. Must be aching. Desperate to fuck that tight, wet, hot pussy for so long. Torture. Buck your hips and whimper all you want. Okay. Maybe just the tip. One, two, three. That's all you're going to get. Look at all this sweat. The way you shudder and growl and struggle. If it weren't for the handcuffs, well, I wouldn't want to be me. You would probably bend me over this very chair and just ravish me. Floor would work too. On all fours, like a bitch. I can already hear your balls slapping against my clit as you're pounding into me, spanking my ass, pulling my hair. But then, the way you're all worked up right now, you'll come in a minute. Not much fun. It's getting boring. After all, your voice is why you're here in the first place. It's such a shame I can't hear it. Alright, let us get rid of this nasty gag. There. Are you happy? Oh, the way you pant, my poor boy. And so much saliva. Some water, you poor thing. There. Anything you wanted to say? Oh, damn it, your voice. Say it again. Oh, yes. Oh. I love the way you moan so much. So hungry for me, so desperate. Oh, say it again. I love it. What did you call me? Oh, yes. Beg for it like a good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Growl for me. Growl more. So hot. You'd what? Oh, God. More. Don't stop. I love the way you ramble so much. So, I am your mistress, huh? Even as I am now, naked on my knees before you, ready to take your cock in my mouth again. Oh yes, say it again. Oh, you turn it all backwards. Damn you. But I'd do anything to hear you beg like that. I will suck your giant, thick cock all night. Milk you to the very last drop. But please, please, never stop talking. Fuck this slut mouth deep and hard, but never stop.